The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is also, I say, the senior advisor to healthcare.com. And here he is with life. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Last time we talked, I was having some real difficulties with my blood pressure. I got a real scare. This was in a doctor's office, and there is something called white coat syndrome where you get agitated when you're around the doctor. But still, I came up with 180 over 100. That's way higher than 120 over 80, which is ideal. I had even a reading at that same time of over 200. So this is scary stuff. And my doctor said, we can't have you walking around with 180 over 100. So got my family doctor involved, got my cardiologist involved, and we just essentially upped my meds. Now, I was taking Arbasartan. We doubled that to 150 milligrams. That actually did not move the needle, made me a little nervous. So we added a diuretic, and this is a shorthand for it, is HCTZ. It's hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams. That did the trick. Within 3 days, my blood pressure plummeted. This morning, by the way, Jill, preparing to come on the air with you, 110 over 77. You can't get much better than that. So, look, I tell this because most people, at least half people with high blood pressure, do not realize it. They're walking around with it, not necessarily 200 over 100, but even 140 over 90. That's a little bit dangerous. So please invest $50, $60. Get yourself a monitor. You can buy it at any pharmacy or online. There's a wrist one that just fits around your wrist. There's another that fits over your upper arm that doctors like better. Either way, invest that $50 or $60. Get the blood monitor, blood pressure monitor, and then use it. And here's how you use it. Use it first thing in the morning, like I just did, and then right before you eat, not after. And as I say, if you're running 140 over 90 or something, numbers like that, give your doctor a call. Say, hey, I've been tracking it for a week, and here are the readings. What do you think? Am I okay, or should we think about some meds? All right. So blood pressure, get it under control. So, Jill, any other thoughts on my blood pressure?
Quick question.
By the way, you lower my blood pressure. You take good care of me.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Was there any clarity about what was causing it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. The theory is that somehow, and I was eating at home the night before, but somehow, and it was an ordinary pasta dish that Carol makes often, that somehow I got a salt intake that was very high one way or another. Anyway, the diuretic was the answer for me, and just monitor it and then get some help if you're running high numbers. Okay. I got a couple of words. We're going to talk about coronavirus. What else? I got a couple of words, a warning for people who are fully vaccinated and still worried about the coronavirus, as we all should be. It's still here, folks. And I've got some different warnings for those who are not vaccinated at this point. So, Jill, look, as you know, Carol and I got two shots of Pfizer vaccine. That was months ago. It was at the Community Health Center at Pratt Whitney Airfield. That's in East Hartford, a big operation at that point. And then we got these vaccination cards. They handed to you a little card scribbled on the back that proved you were vaccinated. You take the card home. So we tucked the card into our fireproof safe deposit box. That's along with our passports, because we're praying that someday, soon we hope, we're going to feel safe enough to fly to California or maybe to fly to Europe. And we thought that you would need these vaccination cards, certainly when you go to Europe and with the airline. So, but frankly, Carol and I didn't give the cards another thought after we stuffed it into our safe deposit box. That was until my eye doctor called me yesterday. Now, I'm scheduled for my second cataract surgery. This is on the left eye on Monday. And his assistant said, hey, you know what? You don't need another COVID test the way you did the last time. You don't need another COVID test. Just bring in a photo of your vaccination card. So I get the safe deposit box up. I open it up And it, you know, who needs another COVID test? I mean, frankly, they're essentially poking a stick up your nose into your brain, or that's what it feels like after time. So, yeah, hey, I got my vaccination card. So I take a look at it. Guess what? The same nurse who jabbed me both times only noted the first shot. The second shot is completely blank, so this card is useless. Now, if you run into this, and this is kind of, or if you lose your card, it's very common to lose it, or to, or if the card isn't filled out correctly. Here's some word of warning, but I also have some help for you. If you've got a vaccination card, check it now. Check it today. Make sure it's filled out completely. Don't wait until you, oops, I really need it for the airport. Hey, it's not filled out right. If it isn't filled out, or if you've misplaced it, so easy to misplace these cards, you have two options that I used. Okay, you can call the center where you got jabbed. It's a little tricky to find that telephone number. It's even trickier to get a human being on the phone these days, but you can do it. And if you can get a live person on the phone, you can get a new card pretty quickly. It takes patience, and I don't have a lot of it, but you got to make a couple of phone calls here to get it done. I finally got someone who was helpful at the center where I got the shot. I got an electronic version within an hour. All right, that's one way to do it. Here's another way. Call your state Department of Health. Now, they have your vaccination records. They got it from the provider. And here are the numbers. I'll give you a second now here. Grab a pencil, because here are the numbers in Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts to call the Department of Health and say, hey, I've lost my card or it's not filled out correctly. Here's the number in Connecticut, 860-509-4929. In New York State, 833-697-4829. And in Massachusetts, it's 617-983-6800. If you didn't get those numbers written down, don't worry about it. You can just make sure you call the Department of Health and explain, I've lost my card. You'll get directed to the right person. Then sooner or later, the Department of Health will mail you a new card. So it's not as quick as reaching the center where they can send you an electronic version. But sooner or later, you'll get your new card. When you have it, don't ignore it the way Carol and I did. Photograph it front and back so you have a record on your phone that you can show to your doctor, you show to the airlines, and hopefully some customs officer in a far-off land that you always wanted to visit. So Jill, I'm really curious. What do you think of this primitive vax card system that we've got in the country? You know, cards are so easily lost, so easily forged. I mean, Amazon was selling blank cards until recently. Fill it out yourself. And New York State has taken it so seriously now that it's about to become a felony to mess around with your immunization card. But still, what do you think of this vax card system?
The less said, the better. Next.
I wish we could come up with some kind of national directory. And anyway, we just don't have it yet. And these little cards, this is a, I mean, more or less, this is a joke.
Well, it is kind of, because I'm certain that that one of your grandkids could easily have a side hustle or a small industry going in a moment.
It's not my grandsons. I mean, this is no messing around. These are real. These people, I mean, people make a lot of money. People
enough.
Who don't want to be vaccinated, who are against vaccinations, have been taking these blank cards and reproducing them to show how easy it is to forge and to make people less inclined to get vaccinated.
There's no standard. So that's why I say less said the better.
Yeah. Well, let's somebody. I wish somebody would say something that would come up with a better system. Anyway, we should move on to the, because we got to talk about the Delta variant.
Just before we do, the thing that I'm curious about is I'm struck that you're not being retested here. I believe here in Connecticut, I believe they're still retesting, testing and just constantly, but. And the PCR test, there's some lot of interesting stuff around that, the one that goes up your nose and how Turns out that that's not so terribly efficient. But what I am struck by is, I don't know if you saw a few weeks ago, a good number of fully vaccinated people, something like 4,000. It's a small percentage, but it's a number. After being fully vaccinated, tested positive.
Yes.
So it's like,
Jill,
wouldn't you just, all I'm saying is, wouldn't you just as soon give them your COVID card, give them your card and just move on?
Look, I feel very safe because we're in this rural area of Connecticut, and I'm very careful. So I do not, and I have no symptoms whatsoever. So I feel fine, and I am fine. If I was in different circumstance, if I was going to work every day or I wasn't wearing a mask in crowds, then I should be a little nervous about it and want to get double tested. But this is the protocol now at the hospital. This is Ioneer down in New York.
Right.
And they're saying, okay, you've got a vax card that's fully filled out. You're okay. Come on in.
What is the thing around why are people who are fully vaccinated – I mean, should people who are fully vaccinated not be confident about going out there?
Well,
let's
talk about let's talk about the Delta, because it gets right to the point you're trying to make. The Delta variant is out there, and it's got a lot of people nervous and worried about what's going to happen here. And I'm the healthcare detective, so I did some detecting for you, Jill. So here are the facts about the Delta. And this is really important, folks. The Delta is the most dangerous coronavirus variant yet. It is a more deadly version of the coronavirus than anything we've seen. Some experts say it's twice as contagious. Already it accounts for 20% of the cases in this country. But here's the thing. It's doubling every 2 weeks. So very soon, it's going to be the dominant variant in the United States, the most dangerous one we've ever seen. Now, here's the good news. If you are fully vaccinated, you are protected. The vaccines, and this goes for Pfizer and Moderna and J&J, they are knocking out Delta 8 times out of 10 completely. So you do not get the virus, okay? If you get the virus, if you're one of those 2 out of 10, your odds of actually ending up being hospitalized because it's something serious, that drops all the way down to 4%. So it's great protection. On the other hand, if you are not fully vaccinated, you're in more danger of being rushed to the hospital, into an ICU, even dying than ever before. This is the most dangerous moment for people who are unvaccinated against the coronavirus than we've ever seen. So if you only have one shot of the Pfizer or the Moderna, for some reason you haven't got that second one, the vaccines are only about 30% effective, not 88% or up to 88% after two shots. So, of course, if you're not at all vaccinated, you have no protection. You have zero effectiveness against this Delta. And this coronavirus in general, this is still killing 20 people every hour in this country. And now, sadly, I think what we're going to see is big outbreaks among the groups or the geographic areas where a lot of people are not vaccinated, only half or maybe even 40% or some numbers like that. Largely, this is going to be among people who are under 40. It's also going to be and has begun in Trump's stronghold states in the Southeast and in the Midwest, Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas. You know which ones I'm talking about. Schools everywhere in the fall are actually now, again, a worry because of the Delta. There's no vaccine yet for kids under 12. My grandson is 11. We want him vaccinated on his birthday, but he's not 12 yet. In addition, in Connecticut, for example, around half of people who are 25 years or younger have gotten at least one shot. That's only one half. So the other half are walking around unvaccinated. And young people, you know, why do they do that? They think they're invincible against the coronavirus. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm not going to get it. But believe me, This Delta has to be respected. It is a nasty variant and can make you very sick.
And just now, a quick question, since we are just about out of time.
Sure.
The quick question is, so the ivermectin doesn't work, the Z-Pak doesn't work, hydroxychloroquine doesn't work, none of that works? Because I would just think
no,
that
some of that stuff doesn't work.
I would just think
antibodies,
that
the antibodies. Look, the basic protection here, Jill, is to get vaccinated, and you know, the states are trying to induce people in all kinds of ways. You know, with $1 million lotteries, and you know, Connecticut is offering front row seats to concerts, and you know, and a pass to the Six Flags. I mean, come on, whoopee, that's not going to move the needle. I think what's going to move the needle is work mandates, as controversial as they are. You can't come to work unless you're fully vaccinated. You can't attend college like Yale, UConn, unless you're fully vaccinated. That Houston hospital just won the case with a mandate. All their healthcare workers had to be vaccinated. 150 of them quit. Well, you can't infringe on my freedom. I'm allowed to have coronavirus and spread it to the patients in the hospital. No, you're not. You can't work here. That was 150 out of 20,000 employees. That can move the needle. One last thing here before we go. The symptoms for the Delta are different than the coronavirus. It's going to seem to you, if you get it, like a bad cold. You're going to get a sore throat, a headache, a runny nose, maybe a fever. You might think it's just a bad cold. If you get symptoms like that, don't ignore it. Call your doctor. Say, hey, here's what I'm experiencing. Do you think I should come on in and get tested so we know we're safe? And if not, I can get treated as this develops. So that's my advice to you, to everyone now. Be careful about these symptoms. It may not be a bad cold. It may be this Delta, and this Delta is something to be taken very seriously.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Health Care Now, available online, in store, and quite naturally on my desk.